News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6:05, FM Talk 106.5. Cooler weather for today and tomorrow, then rain in the mix. Right now, 50. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center. We've had a perfect start coming into the Eastern Shore from Daphne, Spanish Ford, across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear for the 1065 split all the way to Saraland. It's a good ride in. Host a Mardi Gras parade party from your own private balcony on Royal Street. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Dr. Bill will join us for a full weather discussion at 6:35 as cooler air on the way, but rain by the weekend. Right now, it's 50 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Yeah, definitely scarf wearing weather this morning.
You got the scarves breezy going.
You always say that I look like I'm hopped, I guess, into town from France or something.
It's very continental, yes. It's kind of a fashionable look.
All right. Well, speaking of hopping away, an escaped inmate back behind bars this morning. 46-year-old Richard Gilmore escaped from the Loxley Work Release Center last night. Authorities say that they were conducting a bed check around 9:30 last night. As for Gilmore, he's serving a 12-year sentence for a robbery conviction out of Mobile. The Alabama Department of Corrections this morning says that, yes, he has been recaptured. He was located on I-10. No word yet on how he was even able to escape and if he had any assistance, nor how much extra time will be tacked onto his current sentence. Let's take you to our state capitol as we're learning even more information about the inauguration details for Governor Kay Ivey. So this weekend, the inaugural events, they kick off on Saturday, January 12th, country music star Neil McCoy is the headliner for the Gulf Coast inaugural celebration, which will be held at the Lodge at Gulf State Park, which just recently opened their doors. So you have two different ways in which you can attend the concert, either pay $25 per ticket or bring four children's books. Your generous donations will then be donated to the Alabama Literacy Alliance. So looking ahead to next week, Monday, January 14th, that begins with a prayer service at the First Baptist Church in Montgomery at 8:15 in the morning, but that ceremony is by invite only. Next is a swearing-in ceremony on the Alabama State Capitol steps. That takes place at 10 a.m., and then a parade follows at noon. Let the second lining begin. That evening, there's a gala that will be held at the Montgomery Civic Center at 7 p.m., but once again, that's invite only. This year's theme for the January 2019 event is Keep Alabama Growing. So how did Governor Kay Ivey get here? Well, when she was the lieutenant governor, she took office in April of 2017 after then-Governor Robert Bentley resigned, due in part to issues with campaign finance and ethics violations. She was then reelected to her very own term in November of 2018, so this inauguration is a big deal for her. It kicks off her very first run as governor, a full term. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I wonder if the focus group tested that slogan, Keep Alabama Growing. You know, that's often one of the knocks on the state, is one of the most obese states in the nation. Maybe keep Alabama's economy growing. I like that. Keep Alabama business growing.
What about growing tall?
Sure. Yes, you can do that if you see it that way. All right. And so there's going to be a parade, which, by the way, side note, if you are going to the event, I have a big Rubbermaid tote full of children's books, and it's four, like Kelly said, to get in. Mm-hmm. If you and a bunch of people are going, come by, and I will give this Rubbermaid tote full of children's books to somebody who's going, and donate them all for us, please.
I love that.
I mean, it's sitting right here in my office, so come by and pick those up. And you said they would be second lining?
I think so, because don't you remember a few months ago I told you that they were allowing people to be a part of the parade? So you could sign up.
Oh, I would
be in the parade and do your thing.
I would love to second line. I'm just right now picturing Governor Kay Ivey second lining.
I bet you she catches a moon pie. One of the minis, though, the 110 calories.
By the way, Governor is in town today. Governor, as always, I've sent the emails out. You're welcome to be on Midday Mobile today. But
did you tweet her?
I don't tweet. I just send her the direct email so I don't put her on notice, like talking on a 50,000-watt FM radio station. Okay, well, I did put her on notice. She's going to be at E.R. Dixon later. And by the way, E.R. Dixon's real close to my house, Governor, and it's not far from the radio station. We're just saying.
Bittensburg?
That's right. Bittensburg, right there at the corner of Bittensburg. Bittensburg and Azalea. You know why it's Bittensburg?
Tell me.
Used to be, back in the olden days, they used to have horse riding facilities out there. They used to be out in the country.
No wonder I wouldn't go horseback riding.
Out in the country, which is now way in town. Yay. All right, 6:12. Coming right back. Hey, y'all.
Jillian, did you borrow the noodle nose pliers?
Does Reinhold know you're out here going through his tools?
He won't mind. I'm getting ready to unfix a few of our expenses.
What do you mean?
He was saying that our business will suffer if we don't do something to lower our fixed expenses. I figured if they're already fixed and they're still causing a problem, then I can just unfix them and that should solve everything, right?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. I mean, you're going about it the wrong way. You don't need tools, just a telephone. Making a call to the Jack Green Insurance Agency is what you should do if you're looking to lower your fixed expenses. Jack Green is always helping people lower their insurance premiums on all types of commercial insurance.
Helping people in business stay in business.
That's right.
What a concept.
It's pretty simple.
Jack can save you money on your homeowners and the all-important wind coverage. Call Jack Green for your quote today in Mobile, 251-344-5393.
Step away from the power tools.
Sorry.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Chickasaw police are looking for 26-year-old Elante McEwen. They think he may know something about a shooting in Chickasaw. It happened Monday night at a home on 6th Street. A woman was shot three times. Three men were seen running away. Police don't believe the shooting was a random act. A murder suspect takes police on a chase from Pritchard to Mobile and ended with a crash at the Yester Oaks Shopping Center. Authorities say the suspect then got out of his car and ran inside the restaurant. Surveillance video from Los Ranchero shows an officer chasing the suspect through the parking lot, then through the dining room. The chase entered the kitchen where the suspect was cornered and captured. We're still waiting on Pritchard police to release his name. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is expected to release the name of the man they say attacked one of their deputies. It happened in an area on Highway 287 in Peterson Lane, just north of Bay Minette. Deputies were trying to track down a runaway girl. They saw a girl matching her description walking out of the woods with an 18-year-old man. The deputy needed stitches and possibly suffered a concussion. The suspect is charged with second-degree assault. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Night, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. After the Auburn Tigers win against Purdue, it seemed that the Tigers would have a lot of talent to replace going into next season, with quarterback Jarrett Stidham, cornerback Jamel Dean, and wide receiver Darius Slayton all announcing their intentions to leave for the NFL draft. But after that, some good news started to roll in. Earlier this week, left tackle Prince Tega Winago Jr. announced his intention to stay with the Tigers, as did top defensive tackle Derek Brown. And yesterday, the news got even better for Auburn fans, with defensive end Marlon Davidson, starting safeties Daniel Thomas and Jeremiah Denson, and cornerback Javaris Davis announcing they too will return to the team for the 2019 season. In SEC coaching news, 24/7 Sports reported on Tuesday night that Georgia offensive coordinator Jim Chaney is expected to be named the new offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Vols. That's barring any unforeseen circumstances. They add that an official announcement could come as early as today. Chaney previously coached at Tennessee for 4 years under Lane Kiffin and Derek Dooley, and he's been in charge of some high-powered offenses for the Bulldogs the past two seasons. The Vols offensive coordinator for 2018, Tyson Helton, left Tennessee to become the new head coach at Western Kentucky 2 days after the season-ending loss to Vanderbilt. Georgia averaged 38 points and 465 yards per game this season under Chaney. In NFL coaching news, the Arizona Cardinals are hiring former Texas Tech head coach Cliff Kingsbury. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that it's a 4-year deal with an option for a 5th year, and also added there will be a press conference introducing Kingsbury today. After a playing career at Texas Tech, in the NFL, Europe, and Canada, the 39-year-old then moved into coaching, spending some time on the staffs at Houston and Texas A&M in the college ranks before he became the head coach at Texas Tech. In 6 seasons with the Red Raiders, he led the team to a 35-40 record and 3 bowl games, going 1-2 in those bowl games. Kingsbury was let go by Texas Tech following this season and was hired to be the offensive coordinator at USC in just over a week, but will instead head to be the top dog at Arizona in the professional ranks. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have also filled the job opening for their head coaching position. 1 year after retiring as an NFL head coach, it appears that Bruce Arians will take the helm in Tampa Bay. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reported that the Bucs are signing Arians to a 4-year deal with a 5th-year option. The 66-year-old spent 5 seasons as head coach of the Arizona Cardinals from 2013 to 2017. He led the franchise to a 49-30-1 record with 2 playoff appearances and a trip to the 2015 NFC Championship game. Former Tampa coach Dirk Cutter didn't have to wait long to find a new job. The Atlanta Falcons announced Tuesday that they've hired Cutter to be their offensive coordinator. Cutter was fired by the Buccaneers after the team's season-ending 34-32 loss to the Falcons, and Atlanta fired all 3 of their coordinators 1 day after that season-ending win over Tampa Bay. During his 3-season tenure, Cutter guided the Bucs to a record of 19-29, while Tampa Bay went 5-11 this season. The 59-year-old is familiar with the Falcons. He was their coordinator from 2012 to 2014. In SEC basketball on Tuesday, Alabama fell to LSU 88-79. Number 18-ranked Kentucky got their first SEC win of the season in an 85-74 win over Texas A&M. South Carolina upset number 14 Mississippi State 87-82. And the 3rd-ranked Tennessee Vols went on the road to defeat Missouri 87-63. Tonight, 3 games in the SEC. At 5:30, Vanderbilt plays at Georgia. Then at 6 o'clock, and you can hear this right here on FM Talk 106.5, the 12th-ranked Auburn Tigers head to Ole Miss to take on the Rebels. Once again, that'll air right here on FM Talk beginning at 6 p.m. And then at 7:30 tonight, Florida plays at Arkansas. 6:19 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. We'll be cooler with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. It's been a great ride across the Bayway into Causeway. A chilly start. Go outside, start the car, and get the heater going. But for now, we're accident-free. From the 1065 split, traveling northbound up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, a perfect start. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED. And you can see them online at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. By the way, I mean, it's 48 in some places, 50 in others. I mean, if you need to go start the heater ahead of time to be able to stand the 50 degree temperature, go do what's necessary there. Just want to. I'm looking at Michigan here. Can you imagine if we take the time machine back to when you were a kid in Michigan? If somebody said, you need to run outside, don't follow me for you need to run outside, start the heater to get the car warm because it's 50.
Well, here's the deal. I've paid my dues. You did. And so for so many years, when you go through negative, you know, temperatures, and just freezing. And I remember being in college and there was a frostbite advisory and they still said class is in session.
That's right.
Okay. So when you pay your dues for umpteen years, you
say it's okay to start the vehicle early.
Yes, and put the butt warmers on too.
In Michigan, 50 degrees in May is a good thing, right?
It's not that bad.
June, July, 50 degrees is what you're looking for.
No. We have about eight months of winter. I mean, it was usual to see some snow around Halloween. And sometimes spring break wasn't spring break because it was still a little bit of snow, frost, cold. But I remember having a Jeep and having the top down and it being 40 and having on gloves. It's a different kind of air.
Kelly in a Jeep with the top off. I bet you. I just say it this way. I bet you there were wrecks all over.
No, there were. Your neighborhood. I had my hat pulled down low because you guys know I love hats.
Mm-hmm.
I was rolling.
Young lady in a Jeep with a ball cap on. Holy cow. All right, I'll just leave it there. 623 FM Talk 1065. Heads up, y'all. Ceasefire tech movement's taking over the region because the Southeast and the Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So Ceasefire's investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science, so Ceasefire's teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, Ceasefire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future is out there, and the Ceasefire tech movement is leading the way. Join that movement at ceasefire.com/tech movement. 625, time for headlines. Here's the now warm Kelly Finley.
I don't even know what to say to you right now. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. 6:24 on your Wednesday morning. You know, you wouldn't normally look to a government shutdown for good news, but I found some.
Okay.
The Internal Revenue Service has announced that, yes, they have set a date to accept our returns beginning January 28th. and they're going to provide refunds as scheduled. Here's a quote. We are committed to ensuring that taxpayers receive their refunds notwithstanding the government shutdown. I appreciate the hard work of the employees and their commitment to the taxpayers during this period. That's the IRS Commissioner Chuck Redding. So the IRS is part of the approximately 25% of federal agencies which have closed due to the current partial government shutdown, which started at 12:01 a.m. December 22nd. So typically, the IRS says that they don't issue refunds during a shutdown, but the IRS commish says that the agency, quote, has consistently been of the view that it has the authority to pay refunds despite a lapse in annual appropriations. Thank you, sir. Thank you. At this time, about 88% of IRS employees are on furlough and some 10,000 more working and not getting paid. So here's what you need to know. Filing deadline to submit your tax returns is Monday, April 15th for most of us. But because of Patriots Day on April 15th in Maine and Massachusetts and the Emancipation Day holiday on April 16th in the District of Columbia, taxpayers in those states, they have until April 17th to file their returns. And no, you can't just quickly move there for those extra 2 days. So you have your deadlines, you understand you're getting your refunds. I told you there's some great news coming out of this one. Closer to home in Alabama, a prison inmate was stabbed to death early Monday. Victim has been identified as 48-year-old John David Teague. The Alabama Department of Corrections confirmed that the homicide happened inside the Stanton Correction Facility in Elmore. Authorities say that correctional officers were conducting a security check around 3:30 in the morning, and that's where they found Teague unresponsive in a housing area of the facility. He was taken to the facility's infirmary, treated for multiple stab wounds, but he later died. Prison officials say they're not releasing the suspect's name since this investigation is ongoing. Teague was serving a 21-year sentence on a 2007 third-degree burglary conviction in Morgan County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Reminder here coming up today, Jeff Poore is going to join us after 8 o'clock. Jeff just started his new radio show up on the other end of the state, up in North Alabama, so we'll talk to him a little bit about that. And, of course, talk to him about what went on last night as you had President Trump and President Trump rolling out his case for $5 billion plus in funding for the border wall. And then Schumer and Pelosi checking in as the heads of the Democrats in the Senate and in the House, and the reasons they think they shouldn't. It was short and sweet on both sides. I think the president's address was 11, 12 minutes, something like that, and their response was like 7 or 8 minutes.
I think his was around eight minutes.
So what I think we need to do is kind of keep them constrained in that going forward. So
nice.
All politicians out of Washington, y'all got 8 minutes. That's it. Y'all get it done. We'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Three men are in custody and could face charges for a homicide in Mount Vernon. A man was found dead inside a closet of his home. It happened off Highway 43 in Mount Vernon. A woman called Mount Vernon police stating her son, 43-year-old Latoyan Castor, was missing. She went to his home, and that's when she discovered his body. Officers say Castor had blunt force trauma to his face and head. The case is being turned over to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. Police have arrested another man and charged him with murder. 23-year-old Nathan Bartholomew is charged with the murder of 20-year-old Mandrell Henry on December 15th at the South of Dauphin Apartments. Geronte Williams is charged in the first murder in Mobile of 2019. He's set for an arraignment today. Police say Williams shot and killed Jermaine Lee on Athey Road over the weekend. Williams was denied bond on Tuesday. During the hearing, we learned Williams and Lee lived together. Prosecutors say Williams got into a fight with someone else, and Lee tried to break it up when he was shot. Williams was on probation for an escape charge at the time of the murder. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I feel the need for speed.
That's right. Blazing fast gigabit internet speeds from Harbor Communications. Are you a condominium owner here on the Gulf Coast that needs gigabit fast internet? Did you know fast internet is the number one requirement for today's rental guests? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, the only locally owned facility-based phone and internet company in the area. You call us, you get us. Fast, friendly, local service. Harbor Communications serves hundreds of multifamily properties throughout the Gulf Coast region for phone, internet, and high-definition TV. Harbor is excited now to be offering gigabit-class speeds to our multifamily properties, delivered by Harbor's own fiber network, boasting synchronous up-and-down speeds. With the ever-increasing demand of internet, let Harbor upgrade your building to deliver gigabit-class internet experience your family and guests will rave about. Call us to learn more about our satisfaction guarantee with all new bulk service agreements, or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has told President Trump he's planning to leave his post around the time William Barr, the president's nominee for Attorney General, is confirmed, and that may be as soon as mid-February. A subdued President Trump made his first primetime formal speech from the Oval Office last night, not breaking any new ground in the partial government shutdown, but describing a crisis at the southern border requiring a wall.
This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul.
Many TSA agents aren't showing up for work at airports because they're not getting paid. Correspondent Renee Marsh tells us the TSA office at Palm Springs International Airport has taken notice.
TSA management there felt it was necessary to send out this internal email warning TSA employees if they call out sick, they will face disciplinary action.
Stock futures have been declining on Wall Street this morning, but remain slightly positive 2 hours ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Facebook is defending itself against allegations that it allows illegal content in violation of Vietnam's cybersecurity law. The social media giant says it has a clear process for reporting and handling content that violates laws. Facebook added that it had restricted illegal content and is in discussions with Vietnamese government. Vietnam has complained Facebook was allowing users to upload slanderous content and anti-government comments. A new analysis shows annual spending by the U.S. health industry on ads and promotions has reached $30 billion. That includes spending on ads for prescription drugs that appeared 5 million times in 2016. The analysis found spending on consumer-focused ads climbed fastest over two decades, but marketing to doctors and other health professionals grabbed the biggest share. Crude oil, sharply higher, trading at $50.72 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher after blue chips closed sharply higher yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Now you can save as much as half the time and cost of conventional construction and stop renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranted buildings are custom designed for your needs. You can get a 40 by 60 foot building for less than $25,000 or a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. There's no wasted space and construction takes half the time. Call 866-95-STEEL. With strong construction spending and high demand, this special pricing will not last long. Call 866-95-STEEL and get your options and pricing package on dozens of building options. Call 866-95-STEEL and see how General Steel can save you money. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-957-8335.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 634 FM Talk 106.5 and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So I feel a little of that cool air in the mix out there this morning. Is that the harbinger of things to come?
Yes, it is. We did have a cold front move through, and it's at least dropped us back down to normal for this time of the year. Normal high is 60, normal low is 40 degrees. So we'll see some of those temperatures, in fact, a little bit cooler over the next few days. As for today's high, I expect around 60 degrees this afternoon with a north wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour. That compares to 75 yesterday. In fact, we missed a record by just 2 degrees yesterday afternoon. Now, tonight, with the high pressure building over us and just a light wind out of the north, we'll see some cold temperatures. It looks like a light freeze here in the Mobile area, setting you down to about 32 degrees out in West Mobile. And that means that some areas could get down to 29 and 30 degrees tomorrow morning. As for tomorrow, well, another sunny day, a little cooler, now 55 degrees for tomorrow afternoon, and then back down into the low 30s with a light breeze tomorrow night. The rest of the week and the weekend for Friday, mostly sunny, will be in the 50s again, about 58 degrees, and then the clouds move in for Friday night. Saturday, a low-pressure system moves out of Texas right across Mississippi and Alabama. As a result, on Saturday, we'll be cloudy with a good chance for rain, and the temperatures will be in the mid-60s. That storm system will move past us Saturday night, and then we'll clear off a bit on Sunday. Should be partly cloudy and cooler with a high in the upper 50s, and then next week we'll start out with temperatures in the 50s and plenty of sunshine. So the weekend is really a two-part weekend. The best day is Sunday, and likely we'll have rain on Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill, the rain coming in Saturday, it does worry me as we have extremely flooded rivers in our area. Finally, some folks in the print media have gotten around to reporting on it. Our buddy Ben Raines, who's good at this stuff, is talking about the crest at Claiborne and at Leroy and for the Barry Steam Plant reading. It's not the highest we've seen ever, but it's darn close. Like I said earlier, it at least lives in the same zip code as some of the highest levels we've ever seen on the Mobile River. So this is an area where we need a little reprieve.
Well, it looks like some good news here is that this low-pressure area is going to move through rather rapidly, and therefore rainfall totals most likely will be around an inch rather than those larger totals that we've seen over the last few weeks. So that's good news there. We'll move into the area early Friday, be out Friday evening, and then we'll clear up, as I mentioned, on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, if people want to see high river stages, low temperatures, high rainfall, number of hurricanes, all that kind of information, that would be in the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
That's right. This is the 29th edition of the Almanac. So if you've missed 28 editions, pick up one now. you'll find it in stores such as West Marine here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Classic Cars also have copies, as well as Robert Moore Christmastown. On the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, and also with Fairhope, Billy Langford Allstate. Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County, and Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, 50 now at our studios, heading for that high right around 60. Like Dr. Bill said, by the morning could be seeing some freezing temps in the northern parts of Mobile and Baldwin County. We'll be right back.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far, accident-free conditions continue. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Daphne to Malbus and Loxley. If you're traveling now from Tillman's Corner, 90 Rangeline, Theodore Dawes Road, you've had light traffic on the interstate and no delay so far on the way in. Veteran-owned Stern Arms, Inc., home at the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, just a quarter mile west of Snow Road, has lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open now, Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2. See them at stonearmsinc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Heck, we're halfway done with the week.
I like that.
That's right. It's the headlong descent into the weekend, and it's also time for our headlines with Kelly Finley.
I appreciate that. Good morning, Sean, Dalton, everyone listening. 640 on your Wednesday morning. A new day and a new morning consult poll taking a closer look at the president's approval and disapproval ratings nationwide and right here in Alabama. The president's numbers have slipped in every state since taking office, ranging from a 36-point net decline in New Mexico to a drop of 6 net points in South Dakota. In January of 2017, Mr. Trump's approval rating here in Alabama was 62% with a disapproval rating of 26%. They say that's a net difference of 36%. Now, in December 2018, President Trump's approval rating was 58% with a disapproval rating of 37%. Or a difference of 21 percentage points. So that's a decline of 15 percentage points. I know you didn't think you're doing math this morning.
No, I was trying not to.
I know, but I've got some great news, though. While the president's net approval rating has fallen in Alabama, the total number of state residents approve of the job that the president is doing, well, that remains among the highest in the country. President's 58% approval rating here in Alabama is only behind West Virginia at 61% and Wyoming at 64%. A man who shot two people, according to police, just outside of a Midtown Mobile restaurant this weekend. Well, he remains at large, so police need your help to find him. So one of the victims was exiting their vehicle when this person shot him. Police say that they found a second victim very close by who had been shot while sitting in his own vehicle, and they believe the same man shot both victims. So, suspect took off. This happened near Jimmy's Seafood Kitchen around 6:30 p.m. Saturday. Both victims were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, which is great news, but police say they need your help because this investigation is ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:43, FM Talk 106.5. Add a story here, not a local story, but maybe not even specifically news to our area, but one that caught my attention. We have so many times that we're reporting on gun violence out there where bad guys, bad girls, mostly bad guys, though, are hurting other people. What about when somebody uses the gun to defend themselves? Saw this story, thought it was pretty interesting. Out of Chicago, 25-year-old woman who had a concealed carry permit was sitting there at a Chicago bus stop when somebody came up and attempted to rob her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Puts the gun on her at gunpoint, threatening to kill her. Must have blinked for a second because a 25-year-old woman produced her weapon, fired, shot once, striking him, and ended up killing the assailant. I mean,
wow.
It's not good. It's not, you know, we're not celebrating people being dead, but I'm celebrating that the good person did not get the violence that they defended themselves. So I know this is a Chicago story and not a local story, but I thought this was interesting that a 25-year-old woman who decided to protect herself with a concealed carry permit used that weapon to defend herself.
And think about this. Chicago, bus stop. You know how cold it is outside?
I imagine very cold.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not in the mood. You're not in the mood.
And how the heck do you get your weapon that you've concealed under
layers?
18 layers of stuff?
Seriously.
But in this case,
you won't do that again.
In this case, this woman, not a victim.
Yeah.
She ended up defending herself. So, good story there. 644 FM Talk 106.5. Be right back.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Chickasaw police are looking for 26-year-old Elante McEwen. They think he may know something about a shooting in Chickasaw. It happened Monday night at a home on 6th Street. A woman was shot three times. Three men were seen running away. Police don't believe the shooting was a random act. A murder suspect takes police on a chase from Pritchard to Mobile and ended with a crash at the Yester Oaks Shopping Center. Authorities say the suspect then got out of his car and ran inside the restaurant. Surveillance video from Los Rancheros shows an officer chasing the suspect through the parking lot, then through the dining room. The chase entered the kitchen where the suspect was cornered and captured. We're still waiting on Pritchard police to release his name. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is expected to release the name of the man they say attacked one of their deputies. It happened in an area on Highway 287 in Peterson Lane, just north of Bay Minette. Deputies were trying to track down a runaway girl. They saw a girl matching her description walking out of the woods with an 18-year-old man. The deputy needed stitches and possibly suffered a concussion. The suspect is charged with second-degree assault. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 647 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. After the Auburn Tigers win against Purdue, it seemed that the Tigers would have a lot of talent to replace going into next season with quarterback Jarrett Stidham, cornerback Jamel Dean, and wide receiver Darius Slayton all announcing their intentions to leave for the NFL draft. But after that, some good news started to roll in. Earlier this week, left tackle Prince Tega Winago Jr. announced his intention to stay with the Tigers, as did top defensive tackle Derek Brown. And yesterday, the news got even sweeter for Auburn fans, with defensive end Marlon Davidson, starting safeties Daniel Thomas and Jeremiah Denson, and cornerback Javaris Davis all announcing that they, too, will return to the team for the 2019 season. In SEC coaching news, 24/7 Sports reported on Tuesday night that Georgia offensive coordinator Jim Chaney is expected to be named the new offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Vols. That's barring any unforeseen circumstances. They add that an official announcement could come as early as today. Chaney previously coached at Tennessee for 4 years under Lane Kiffin and Derek Dooley. He's been in charge of some high-powered offenses for the Bulldogs the past two seasons. The Vols offensive coordinator for 2018, Tyson Helton, left Tennessee to become the new head coach at Western Kentucky 2 days after the season-ending loss to Vanderbilt. Georgia averaged 38 points and 465 yards per game this season under Chaney. In NFL coaching news, the Arizona Cardinals are hiring former Texas Tech head coach Cliff Kingsbury. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that it's a 4-year deal with an option for a 5th year, and he added that there will be a press conference introducing Kingsbury today. After a playing career at Texas Tech, the NFL, Europe, and Canada, the 39-year-old then moved into coaching, spending time on the staffs at Houston and Texas A&M before becoming head coach at Texas Tech. In 6 seasons guiding the Red Raiders, he led the team to a 35-40 record and 3 bowl games. But Kingsbury was let go by Texas Tech following this season and was hired to be the offensive coordinator at USC in just over a week. Instead, he will head to be the top dog at Arizona in the professional ranks. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have also filled the job opening for their head coaching position. 1 year after retiring as an NFL head coach, it appears that Bruce Arians will take the helm in Tampa Bay. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reported that the Bucs are signing Arians to a 4-year deal with a 5th-year option. The 66-year-old spent five seasons as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals from 2013 to 2017. He led the franchise to a 49-30-1 record with two playoff appearances and a trip to the 2015 NFC Championship game. Former Tampa coach Dirk Cutter didn't have to wait long to find a new job. The Atlanta Falcons announced Tuesday that they've hired Cutter to be the offensive coordinator. Cutter was fired by the Buccaneers after the team's season-ending 34-32 loss to the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta fired all three of its coordinators a day after their season-ending victory over Tampa Bay. During his three-season tenure, Cutter guided the Bucs to a record of 19-29, but Tampa Bay went 5-11 this season. 59-year-old's familiar with Atlanta. He was the Falcons coordinator from 2012 to 2014. In SEC basketball on Tuesday, Alabama fell to LSU 88-79. Number 18, Kentucky got their first SEC win of the season in an 85-74 win over Texas A&M. South Carolina upset number 14, Mississippi State 87-82. And the third-ranked Tennessee Vols went on the road to defeat Missouri 87-63. Tonight, three more SEC games. At 5:30, Vanderbilt heads to Georgia to take on the Bulldogs. Then at 6 o'clock, number 11-ranked Auburn plays at Ole Miss. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5, and at 7:30, Florida plays at Arkansas. 10 minutes till 7 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, so programming note with Auburn Hoops tonight at 6, what's working with Cam Marston that's usually on at that time will be on at 1 today, so Midday Mobile, 1 hour show today, then Cam Marston and What's Working. Check it out at noon and at 1 o'clock today on FM Talk 106.5. Also, speaking of sports, because I think this falls in the realm of sports as well, check out our Facebook page, the latest update from the Fight or Die rowing team coming across the Atlantic. Some pictures of those men in the boat yesterday. Pretty cool stuff. Check it out. FM Talk 106.5 on Facebook.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Good ride across the Bayway. Chilly start again this morning, so you might want to hit the heater on the way out, but for the most part, it's a good ride. No problems. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65. South Alabama women's basketball team is off to a 12-1 record, their best start to a season since 1984 and 85, and they'll host Arkansas State this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Get your tickets at USAJaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our seven locations. Visit us online to find out more.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
6:53 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. We talked about it a month and something ago about earthquake felt in the south. Another one yesterday, not nearly as intense. We'll tell you about that coming up. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Scary moments for children aboard a school bus in Mobile County after being involved in a crash. This happened yesterday. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that 8 children were on that bus at the time of the crash. Children sustained minor bumps and bruises, which occurred around 6:40 a.m. during this accident. So a black SUV, that was the other vehicle involved. The accident happened near Lot Road and Gaynor Road. The driver of that SUV was taken to the hospital after being injured in the crash. This situation still being investigated by law enforcement. A motorist goes off the road and hits a tree, and now authorities are identifying him. 52-year-old David Earl Brandon of Alberta was traveling east in his Ford F-150 when authorities say for unknown reasons, he veered off the road and hit that tree. This happened on the U.S. 90 near Lewis Tillman Road. This is in Westmobile. Alabama law enforcement agency says that Brandon was not wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Troopers continue to investigate this accident. And Alabama lawmakers have reelected Representative Mac McCutcheon and Senator Del Marsh as leaders of the House and Senate for their new four-year term. So both have discussed what we've been discussing. Clearly, they tuned into the station because they talked about raising the state gasoline tax to pay for expansion and improvement of the state's road and bridge system. So the House reelected McCutcheon as Speaker. It's a position he's held since replacing Mike Hubbard in 2016. And this was one of those deals where you kind of knew who's going to win because the vote was 98-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Representative Mary Moore, she was the one no vote. Senate reelected Marsh as president pro tem, and that's a position he has held since 2010. That's when Republicans won the majority in the Senate. So Republicans hold 27 of 35 Senate seats. Marsh says that he was gratified to be reelected by a unanimous vote. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 6:56 FM Talk 106.5. Magnitude 3.7 earthquake hit in the Mississippi Delta yesterday afternoon about 4:30, centered in the area of Hollandale, which is near Greenville, which is down, let's say, it would be north of Vicksburg. It would be northwest of Jackson, northeast of Vicksburg, up there in the Mississippi Delta. Quake apparently felt across the Mississippi River in Arkansas as well. They said 145 reports of people feeling the quake at their homes have been reported. Now, 3.7 is not big stuff, but this does come, interestingly enough, on the heels of that report from up in northeast Tennessee. What was that, about a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5 weeks ago? We talked to Dr. Beebe from out at University of South Alabama about that, and then we did get in that discussion of the New Madrid Fault, this Dixie Fault of the of plate settling. It's not even plate clashing, we learned. It's plate settling. These aren't big earthquakes, but they are of note since that's not something we report on every day here in the South.
Yeah, you normally hear about that from California and some of the West Coast states, but to have two in the SEC footprint, that's right. Really, really strange.
That's right. So SEC earthquakes. Maybe it was just maybe that was the after effect of Coach Saban getting back and throwing a very big headset on the ground or something like that, and it resonated over in the Mississippi Delta.
You know, speaking of, companies have some good comebacks after some good promotions that they have after certain events happen in the political sphere, or not political sphere, but anyway, after Saban lost to Clemson the other night, Little Debbie came out and tweeted the other night, "We made Saban's oatmeal cream pie breakfast with an extra serving of love this morning."
Oh, well, there you go. At least they know how to hitch their wagon to something there, for sure. All right, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay close.